Yeah. So what he speaks in these two shlokas is that when, as the example that he gave was like water, from water comes wave and from waves come forms in the wave. So it is like from the Paramarthika Jiva the Vyavaharika Jiva comes, and from the Vyavaharika Jiva the Pratibhasika Jiva comes. So that is how the relation or creation of each jiva happens. So if creation is possible, then destruction is also possible. So that happens like when the phenam merges into tarangam, and the tarangam merges into water, what remains behind is the qualities of niram, like the dravyam, madhuryam and other things. Similarly, when the pratibhasika jiva merges into the vyavaharika jiva, and the vyavaharika jiva merges into the paramarthika jiva, what remains behind is Satchidanandam, which is the real qualities. So this process of merging the Pratibhasikam into Vyavaharikam and Vyavaharikam into Paramarthikam is by means of the six types of samadhis, which a person has to constantly practice. He has to constantly practice either all of those or at least one of those for a continuous period of time. So when he does that, then the qualities of or characteristics of the Pratibhasikam and the Vyavaharika Jiva, which is Namarupam, that merges, that vanishes. That vanishes, and then what remains behind is the other three amsham of Satchidanandam in the Sakshi. So this process doesn't mean that the Pratibhasika Jiva and the Vyavaharika Jiva will not exist. They also will exist, but a person will be contemplating or concentrating on the Satchidanandam aspect rather than the Namarupam aspect. So it is like a person knows that there is no dream. There is no dream world, but still we dream daily. Though we know that, we clearly know that there is no dream world, but still we dream daily. Similarly, like water is seen in desert. A person goes near to it and he knows that there is no water, but still after that also he sees it. So it is not about Namarupam being perceived or seemingly appearing, but it's about knowing or the knowledge that they don't really exist. That knowledge will make a person a mere witness or sakshi to all activities. That means he is not affected by the outcome of the activity, which means that he is unaffected by the outcome. And this unaffected by the outcome will lead a person to be stable, be samabhavana, or he will be ever steady. When a person is not ever steady, then he either likes something or dislikes something. This like and dislike further leads to sorrow and happiness depending on the situation. And thereby, like, when a person gets rid of this, he totally gets rid of Bheda Bhavana. He knows that Namarupam is only an illusion, therefore there is no Bheda Buddhi, there is no Adhyasam. So he knows that there is only one existing here, Advaitam alone exists. Thereby he knows that I am that, he is Satchidanandam, which means he experiences the bliss in the Atman. So in these last four shlokas he speaks about how from Paramarthika Jiva the Vyavaharikam and Pratibhasikam comes, and how it can be merged back. As well as he also with the example, through the example, says that there is nothing newly created, because wave and phenam are nothing but water alone. It has all the characteristics of water, just Namarupam is different. Similarly, there is no Pratibhasikam and Vyavaharika Jiva, or only seeming appearance. Difference is only due to Namarupam. Remove Namarupam, and then what will remain behind is only the Satchidanandam or Brahman alone. So, like, that's what he said in the earlier shloka, that Srishtir Nama Brahma Rupe Satchidananda Vastuni. అబ్దౌ ఫేనాదివత్ సర్వనామ రూప ప్రసారణ. సృష్టి ఈస్ ఇన్ బ్రహ్మం ఇన్ బ్రహ్మన్ విచ్ ఈస్ సచిదానందం సచిదానంద వస్తు ఇన్ బ్రహ్మన్ క్రియేషన్ ఆఫ్ నేమ్స్ అండ్ ఫార్మ్స్ ఈవెన్ యాజ్ ఇన్ వాటర్ ఫేనం తరంగం ఎవ్రీథింగ్ ఆర్ క్రియేటెడ్ దట్ ఈస్ వాట్ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ యాజ్ క్రియేషన్. So creation is like from the paramatika jiva, vyavaharika jiva gets created even as from wave, from water wave gets created, and from there like pratibhasika jiva gets created even as foams and bubbles are there in waves, and waves and bubbles are only temporary appearance, they don't have any reality. So what always exists is Sachidanandam alone, thereby there is no creation at all. Creation is only an appearance, seeming appearance. Paramartha uses this word like that seeming appearance. The world is only seemingly existent. It's not real existence, but only it seems to exist. That is what is called as mithya. That which seems to exist, that which is neither real nor unreal. That means that which seems to exist but never really exists. And through this process of merging, a person will become the Sakshi. And what will remain behind is only Sachidanandam. Therefore, always there will be Anandam, which is what Vedanta calls as Moksha.
Okay.
I think with this, like, we have come to the end of this work.